Hello, hola, ¿cómo estás? How is everyone doing out there? Welcome back to Miss Cece's After School Talks. Yes, welcome back, but... Please favorite my podcast channel on Anchor and subscribe and listen on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and other podcast apps so you can stay up to date on every new episode of Miss Cece's After School Talks. Moving on, let's jump into episode number 3, Building Relationships with Students in After School. So, I just did a training online by CalSAC. Shout out to CalSAC, California School Age Consortium. If you have not heard about this great gem of a resource, you need to get up on it right now, especially if you work in education. You can find them at calsac.org, calsac.org. The training that I recently did was called Building Relationships with Children and Youth in After School. During this training, it gave out all this information on development for an educator like myself on how to build those relationships, okay? So, I was doing a lot of self-reflection, and I took my notes, and I was practicing a skill right then and there. To build a relationship with students in education or even after school, you will need to do self-reflection. They asked the question, think of an adult in your life who held you in high regard. Ooh, that's deep. Let's sit on that for a moment. How did you know they cared about you? Deep, deep, deep. Were there any characteristics or skills displayed that made a difference? Yo, those questions had me thinking. It brought a smile on my face as I thought about who and what and why and even how. I was amazed at my response and the fact that I could actually think of one. You know, some people can't even think of one adult person outside their parents. It's crazy that I was bestowed that power of knowledge and wisdom from that adult figure. But I will do a podcast appreciation in the following weeks, giving that individual their accolades for helping me as a youth figure out things and grow as an individual. Yo, I was not trying to get deep on y'all, I swear. But you know, some things be hidden home, and you know, sometimes you just have to breathe it out. But let's get back to the subject at hand. This might have to be a 2-part episode, the rate that I'm going. So, building relationships with students in after school. I will say that you would need these in your back pocket. Self-reflection. Having a positive, caring environment. Getting to know your students and plus sincerely liking your students. Showing up for your students every day. Having support outside yourself. Knowing their social, physical, cognitive development of each student, their developmental trends. Like I said earlier, self-reflection should always be a priority when building relationships with students and after school. What I mean is that you look at yourself first, and you also look at your own personal experiences growing up as a child. How can you teach and foster a healthy relationship if you don't practice or have healthy relationships with others? Yes, I know. We need to practice what we preach when it comes to the babies. We need to showcase the positive values that we want to project onto them. We need to model those values for students so they will know who we truly are. When they see that we are secure in ourselves 100%, they will take a full liking in who we are. We need to show them that we are aware of who we are, even when we make mistakes, because they are watching our every move. They will see how you handle every situation. You cannot handle it like you were 10 years old. That's a no-no. Students are blunt. Some may say, but I call the babies our little truth tellers. Yo, they don't hold back at all and will call you out on your ish in a heartbeat. Trust me, I know. I have experienced this firsthand on countless number of occasions. Jeez, kids, you gotta love them. So, another thing I feel also from experience, you would need to have a positive, caring environment to build a relationship with students in after school. Would you go inside a house where someone always and constantly shames you? I think not. That's out. That's not a good look. If I'm getting on Lil Ray Ray and Maria, my students in my class, for cracking jokes every day and telling the whole class, y'all, Lil Ray Ray and Maria is not going to let us watch the movie today for choices. They always got jokes. Or during snack time, I tell my whole class every day. Oh, everyone, say hello to Kevin Hart and the amazing Margaret Cho. Our little joke teller is, woo! Well, the babies want to know Margaret Cho. Well, if you are in my class, you would know how dope she is. But you, if you were constantly reminded, if you were constantly reminding them of their downfalls, especially if it's projected negatively, that is not going to build a healthy relationship with the students. You need to greet students daily by name or nickname. They might not even know you know who they are, but students want to be recognized. There are many ways you can show recognition. Through notes, through shout-outs, through announcements out loud, through certificates, etc., etc. Let them know you see them. Learn their names. Encourage them to try new things. Try new things first to encourage them. Never put them down. Never down. Never put them down. Never downplay their downfalls. Make it an open door policy. You come tell me something, I will keep it to between us unless it's not safe. Thank students. Appreciate them. Trust me, the environment needs to be A1. Go overboard or be a little extra, like me sometimes, or all the time. Y'all, they will care. Another thing to building relationships with students after school would be getting to know your students and also sincerely liking your students. You need to get to know your students in after school. You can have your favorites, yes, but you will need to put the same effort into each and every one of them as your favorites, if you catch my drift. Your problem children need to be noticed and learned from also. You need to learn about each and every student in your class. This can build a sense of trust for students and a bond. Students will know that by thinking, oh, my instructor asked me about my test from school and helped me study and suggested new ways to study. I think I like my after school program instructor. It's the little things, y'all. Learning from them daily can go a long way in relationship building with students. I had a student who would tell me these jokes and my response was to force out a laugh. But it was interesting because this student was quiet and has never spoken to me, and I had never spoken to this student before, yet. So I naturally laughed because the faces they would make to sell the joke were hilarious. So I never faked the funk. Not saying you should fake the funk because, you know, students can read you. You can at times fake the funk, but don't do it often, but don't hurt the feeling. Same. That's lame. That you suck. You need to work on that. No, don't do that. That's out. But all in all, get to know your students. I also mentioned sincerely liking your students. Students can tell when you don't like them. I remember there was a staff member at a site I used to work at who had a bad relationship with a student during the after school program. How I knew that was, well, that student would come and tell me during enrichment time that they didn't want to go back to the instructor class. I asked why, and they would say, they hate me. They don't like me. I wasn't as seasoned at the time, so I just brushed it off and told them, don't worry about it. They probably just going through something. But me, the seasoned educator I am now, would investigate more because this student felt safe and comfortable to come and share something about them with me. I would give them the 21 questions to make sure they weren't just trying not to be in class, you know, kids like to play. With that being said, the students know if you are sincerely nice and kind to them. They know if you are being authentic with them. You need to be sincere with all the students, no matter how they act towards you or others. always remember how you were treated when you were in after school, or if you were even the new kid in the class, or if you seen a kid growing up being treated badly by an adult. Those situations should never be brushed off to the side. Even don't ever let the students know that they're just a number in program. That's not cool. Let's continue to see our students and get to know our students and show our students that we sincerely care about them beyond after school program. You will build everlasting relationships in the long run. So that was part one of building relationships with students in after school. Stay tuned for part two coming up soon. Bye.